Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I'm the founder of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole: Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-Step Recovery Fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any of them either. My hope is that you will find my words helpful in some way, whether you're in recovery or not. This is episode 95, How to Understand the Relationship Between Trust and Honesty. I had a realization while I was doing a spiritual reading the other day. The reading said something about honesty requiring trust. That hit me in a way that I never thought of before, so I wrote it down. And then I wrote, yeah, I'm willing to be real with you only when I trust. And then it struck me that it's not just when I trust others. I have to trust me too in order to be honest. I have to trust myself to protect myself. And I also have to trust others to a certain extent in order to be honest, but I'll get to that. In the past, I was dishonest a lot. I really didn't know that until I came into recovery. I truly believed I was an honest person. I can see now that some of my dishonesty came from the fact that I really didn't know who I was. I didn't know the boundaries of me, my real identity. So I said yes to things I didn't want to say yes to. I said I would do things I didn't want to do. I said I would be happy to do things that I wasn't happy to do. I was dishonest to the other person and sometimes even to myself. I didn't trust myself enough to protect myself, to protect my boundaries. I had a history of abandoning myself all the time. And that came from the fact that I grew up in a dysfunctional family with parents who, by the way, they had the best of intentions, but as they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So their good intentions didn't matter because I couldn't trust them to take care of me, particularly emotionally. I couldn't trust them not to destroy my identity. They didn't want me to be who I was. Specifically, my father didn't want me to be the kind of daughter that I was. He wanted a very different kind of daughter. The way I think of it is that I wasn't as feminine as he would have liked me to be. What's really ironic is that I've become way more comfortable with my femininity as a result of my recovery. And as I'm saying this, I'm just now connecting my discomfort with my femininity with my father in a way I haven't before. So thank you, podcast community, for giving me the opportunity to process my own shit right here in front of you. I've never thought of myself as a terribly feminine person. However, as I got older and I had more and more women friends who presented rather androgynously, particularly lesbian women, they'd be like, "You're totally feminine. What are you talking about?" And I think my distorted thinking about all this was because I was comparing myself to this ideal that my father had set up for me. And by the way, made it very clear to me that I wasn't living up to. So I can be honest now because I trust myself. I know that I'm going to stand up for myself. I'm going to hold a boundary when I set one. I'm not going to cave in like I used to if I ever actually did try to set boundaries. And I'm going to enforce my boundaries by leaving the situation or whatever it is I need to do if the person doesn't respect my boundary. To be sure, I also have to have some level of trust with others to be honest with them, which is so much easier now because I can trust the people I surround myself with to be careful with my emotions and to respect my identity and my boundaries. When I was a child, I didn't have the option about who I surrounded myself with, but I do now, just as you do as an adult. I surround myself with people who are kind and respectful. I don't put myself in harm's way by hanging out with disrespectful, negative, unsafe, and abusive people any longer. I hope this all makes sense to you and it's helpful. I know that one of the ways that I would try to have boundaries with people would be by lying to them. And so now I don't need to lie because I can actually say the truth. And that's because I can take care of me. So when I wrote down my notes on these thoughts the other day, when I was having them, I decided to share them on Instagram because it was such a huge realization to me, this connection between honesty and trust. That it's not just about trusting others, it's about trusting me too. And speaking of Instagram, if you're not already following there, please do that. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. And one more thing. So this is episode 95. My 100th episode is coming up and I want to do something special. I have some ideas about what I might do. I've been asking for ideas and some people have mentioned they want to hear music or recovery readings that are meaningful to me. Somebody asked that I talk about how to cultivate a gratitude practice, and I'm going to do all of those things. But if you have other ideas for how I might mark this milestone, please let me know by emailing me, barb@higherpowercc.com, or DM me on Instagram @higherpowercoaching. I'm probably going to do a Zoom meeting and record it and play the recording as my podcast, but I'm not sure if it's going to be open to the public or not. So let me know if you think it should be, and if so, if you'd like to attend. That's it for today. Remember, healing is possible. It is never too late to recover, and no one is beyond hope. Talk to you next week. That's it for today. Please share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. If you like what you've heard here, you might be interested in private coaching with me. If that sounds like you, then head on over to barbchat.net, or you can get on my calendar for a free 20-minute consultation to help you make lasting changes in your life, like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change, but I'll coach anyone who wants to be happy, joyous, and free. So if that's you, then go to barbchat.net and get on my calendar. I'd love to chat with you. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. This helps other people find me. Thanks for listening.